This is Gwen Edwardson. I'm here with Nick Aloki.
Aloki.
From Akiak. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2005. We're here at the Walsh Hall, and I was wondering about the Alaska Native Settlement Act.
To me, Settlement Act, Franklin Settlement Act, separated us people. I don't know, just seems like everybody's fighting against each other, you know, for land or money. And I got really a raw deal because I don't belong to a corporation, but I belong to a corporation, Akiak.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, somebody got into my file in the BIA. I don't know how they did it. They falsified my claim. They changed my enrollment to a place I never stepped foot into. You know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They crossed the heart and put the other village in there, and that village trying to get certified, so I ended up at large.
Wow.
So I lost out on everything. I lost out on the allotment. Nobody ever came to me for the allotment. So I couldn't get no land. This land claim, because I don't see many people getting land.
Yeah.
I couldn't get no land because the way they have it written up, anxiety, how they have it written up.
This is my sister.
Oh.
And she wants to.
Do you mind if I sit in on your interview? No, come on. Like I said, they forged my name.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost out. When I get dividends, I don't get none.
What region were you in?
Konya.
Konya?
Konya.
Konya.
But that's all I belong to right now, Konya.
Yeah.
You don't get much dividends.
Yeah.
But I have to get big dividends, I don't get none.
Yeah.
It's greedy. They took the whole world's up. I'm trying to get 200,000 each.
Oh.
And they used to, now they used to get that trust fund, they took it all out.
Jeez.
You get greedy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get another land because somebody changed my norm.
Uh-huh.
And my two kids.
They didn't get any either. Where did they put you as? Like, what village?
I have to get them to get certified. If I got certified, I could have been,
you know. Mm-hmm.
It could have been all right. But they didn't. I don't know why they put me there. I'm not in Humakia.
Mm-hmm.
But they put me in Ayaktalik. It's a little island. Used to be a real estate town in the 1940s. The last time there was anybody there.
Yeah.
There's nobody left there since the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that land claim. It separated us from people. Everybody fighting each other.
Did it do anything like hunting or anything?
Huh?
Did it like affect the hunting or anything?
No. No, it's stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think anything good came out of the land claims?
For other people, yeah. You know, people that worked in the office and the president,
mm-hmm.
board of directors, they're the one that's getting everything. a shareholder, not a Kodiak shareholder, you get maybe a few $100 every year, maybe $400 or $500. They're getting big salary.
Yeah.
Now the corporations are like that. They're not paying themselves big salary.
How do you feel about AFN?
I don't know much. I'm trying to get help on that from AFN. I didn't know. When I get my allotment, I had a chance to get that piece of land to a 14G policy. And I fought that for 10 years. A lawyer, pro bono, and they didn't know how to go about it. They tried everything. I tried tribal, on the government agency. I tried their friends. They didn't know how to go about it. They didn't help me. I don't know what to say. But they have been. What's the purpose for AFN?
Originally they started off as AFN. It originally started off as a meeting to get the nine claims settled.
You didn't help me.
And it changed completely.
Everybody I tried to talk to didn't know how. They said, all they said, it's too late. They don't give me a chance. Especially that allotment. I could have got land down on the outside. Mm-hmm. All the way. Because we used that land in 1800s. We used to trap there.
Mm-hmm.
My great grandpa was buried there. I couldn't get it.
Was there a large difference between ANCSA and now, as far as, I mean, since corporations were set up, do you see a huge difference?
Yeah, I don't like the ANCSA. We do put the law on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. I always get left out. That's an ANCSA. Like that 14G policy. Somebody wrote it out. You had to be using that land December 18th, why 18th, 1971. After that, you can't.
Mm. What about as far as like your vote culture? Do you think, how is it different now than it was when you were younger?
Oh, it's getting better now. We're just starting it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Start teaching the language. We just about lost. There's only about 40 fluent speakers on the island.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I kept my language. I wrote my first language. I grew up with my parents and I would talk. We did most of the time. That's how I learned. And then I overcome it. Now I'm teaching. But when I went to school, they punished me for teaching. I mean, for talking. I mean, it happened all over. But I never lost it. Because every time I talk English, I go right back to my. Start talking. I said, I'm going to get punished for that. And automatically switched to my language.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after getting punished, now I'm teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of people on Kodiak, do they still hunt and...
Oh yeah. a lot of stuff.
His son was a fisherman.
Oh.
Yeah.
I fished all my life.
Did you teach your son?
Huh?
Did you teach your son how to fish?
Yeah. My oldest son. He's going to go old now out in Adak. I took him out fishing when he was 6 years old. Boy, I was rough on him. He almost turned against me. He thought I didn't love him because I pushed him so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But now he realized what I did. Mm-hmm. Made him tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now he thanked me for the way I raised him. My daughter took her fishing. She liked fishing.
Mm.
My son used to get seasick all the time, but my daughter never gets seasick. She'd rather be in a boat than a plane.
Yeah.
She's scared of flying. No matter how rough it is, the water, she's got to be really scared. But boy, boat in a plane. But my younger son, I didn't take him fishing is not good anymore. No future. Price is too low. I can't bring no more money.
Does he go with his brother?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Good hunter.
Will the sun?
In Washington.
In Portland? I'll see you guys.
I've been fishing for crabbing for over 10 years now.
Wow.
I don't know how they could do it. They're impossible.
He's in the Navy though, right?
Yeah, he was. After he got in the Navy, he was in the Navy.
That probably helped him.
They wrote about me last year, down where I'm from, the kids. They interviewed me and they wrote a story.
Okay.
See that thing there? That's an Eraser clan.
Eraser clan?
Mm-hmm. They could get them on the sandy beach.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're on the sand.
Do they still make this? They still make this book?
Oh yeah. This one means the word value Ilwani. What it means in Ilwani, inside.
Inside?
Ilwani.
Okay.
You know, when I was in there, you know, some of my talking, I recognized some of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recognized some vowels too.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising.
Like Mayok.
Huh?
Mayok?
Yeah.
Here's the... Are these the kids that interviewed you down here? Their names?
They're from out there. I'm reading the back.
That's your dad? Is that your dad?
Where? That was me.
Oh.
Is your grandson?
Youngest.
First son.
Nicholas. Oh. He's 6 foot tall.
Yeah. He's my age.
Even though smaller. My daughter and two sons.
Okay.
He's in the cat. My daughter. Claudine, yeah. My mom is Indian. My wife's Indian from New Mexico.
Oh. Oh, that's like fun. Fishing. So pretty though.
No harbor. It used to be a processor of crap. It used to process crap.
That's really pretty. Been a color.
Yep.
The basketball.
Skinny. Look at me now. She died when she was only 24. TB. I was only 6 years old. She must have died right after. To the church.
Who are these two?
Oh, that's her friend.
Her friends?
Yeah. Matrona, Lariana, and David Peterson.
Oh, okay.
Were there a lot of non-natives when you were growing up?
No. In the Camry, there were a lot of, you know, whites and Filipinos. Filipinos had drawn this home. Which had drawn this home, but they were conditioned.
So, where did you guys eat?
We have to take all our bedding, everything, down. We have to buy our own food. That's how we treated the natives, because we weren't good enough to eat in this hall.
Where did you go to school at?
Akiak, I didn't learn nothing. I got into school in Montescomo. And Seattle, 3 years. One year, San Francisco.
Wow.
After the tidal wave, I went to San Francisco. That's where I met my wife. We were going to school, and I went to school. Her roommate. Her roommate was going to school. I was taking business school.
Did you lose your language for a little bit?
Huh?
Did you lose your language for a little bit?
No. But I forgot a lot of words. Yeah. When they ask me questions, I have to think and come back to them. Mm-hmm. And if I can remember, I ask them if it helps me. They forget too. Mm-hmm. We have to translate English to our language. We made our Lord's Prayer in our language. It took us 3 months to put it away. Wow. Great. There's no words in our English words, there's no words in our language.
Yeah, when we say words in Inupiaq, it's easier to explain in Inupiaq than it is in English.
So we just, I can find a word with all of us, help us get together and pick that once we take the best.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand people, real people, can be tough. I can understand.
Yeah.
Did you guys have like dances or like Aluthuk dances? And
no, they started again now. When I was growing up, we didn't have that. I guess they lost it a long time ago. Now it's coming back. All the girls got their own dances now.
Did they tell you why they stopped dancing?
Hmm? Yeah, we almost lost that culture. See, and yeah. When they have stuff like that, and I never go to them because I lost interest.
Yeah.
You know, I speak my language because I started to get ashamed of it because of the way they treat me in school.
Mm.
And then there's a camp every spring I have done. They call it Dikapok. They held it over there in the kids. Sickish, you know, old culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got interested in now learning and teaching. Because
yeah.
The kids want to learn, find out how I grew up, how it was like when I grew up, telling stories about this. That's why I wrote that for them. I mean, they wrote that for me. A lot of my relatives didn't even know.
Do you guys have like native arts and crafts, certain like that are Aluthuk?
Yeah, they go a lot now. Carving and masking and stuff like that.
Is it similar to Aluthuk or Yupik or?
Mm-hmm. I try to carve. I don't have the patience.
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience. Did people from Kodiak, were they like Aleuts were sent to that internment camp during World War II? Did it impact you guys at all?
No. It was scary though, you know. looking down the alley,
Was it St. George, you mean?
Huh?
St. George? Ted Ivan? Or St. George Ivan?
St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Yeah. St. George. Mm-hmm. One good here, one down there. St. George.
Yeah.
Which one?
No. I'm good. it's... I forget her name. Hmm.
Do you think it's easier for kids nowadays to live?
Oh, obviously.
I mean, as a lived.
I grew up on it. We had no one else over. I could chop wood, saw wood, tear water, push it.
Where did they get the teachers in the beginning?
We had Indian. Sometimes you bring missionaries, they would over. So they tend to change us to their way, what we want. We're a mission of doctrine, change our religion, or nobody. I guess that's why you're being a good. You want to go their way.
So you're Russian Orthodox?
My grandpa, no question. He still speak Russian, but he prefers Russian. He was a returned church. Most of us learned, but after he passed away, I just lost it. Life. Grew up alone. No sister, no brother. My mom died around 6 and my dad died around 14. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm almost 8 years old. you prepared me. Because you told me that you're not going to be here forever. Just to talk to me. When we get back, you died when I'm not next. You're not going to come home.
Mm-hmm.
You got the pneumonia. But you want me to go out.
When you guys were younger, what did you guys do for fun?
Cave boats in the water, carving boats, doing boats in the hollow, really fishing, but like a real boat, strange. But you got me paid, and you were on shore 90 times.
We have to do that.
Sometimes they think
Were you a reindeer herder?
Huh?
Were you a reindeer herder?
Yeah.
For how long? When did you start?
Huh?
When did you start to? How many reindeer did you guys have?
We had 1,200.
1,200?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Whoa.
They'd go on the island?
Huh?
They'd go on the island? Kodiak Island?
Yeah. You're mostly in South Endark Island.
Yeah.
Growing from. Every spring they used to come, they'd get their big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they slaughter some meal. So come to the campus. Yeah.
Man, I like reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Springtime is only 8
How did your dad learn how to reindeer herd?
Oh, okay. One guy in some place, somebody someplace and they taught him how to work.
Mm. Oh, Simeon.
Simeon Agnew.
Is he from?
Did you guys have to, how did you guys catch them to, you guys shoot them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They had 2 corrals. They're still visible now. Whatever.
Did you guys use the skins? Did you guys use the skins for anything?
Yeah. I'm older than the farm.
Did you guys make stuff with them? The fur and stuff? Was it just easier to catch weasels?
Huh?
It was easier to catch them?
Yeah,
than this is your dad, Lizan? When you guys pick the reindeer to for meat and stuff, did you guys pick them a certain way, or did you guys just shoot whatever reindeer?
No, I didn't a fire down there. Burn from the upper station all the way down to the other floor. Burn. I come there. They come back and
all. They don't come back.
There was nothing to put them in. Mine or whatever. They were made. It's all burned up. They don't come back. Thank you for you. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop now?
Yeah.